Hey Bills fans, welcome to the Bills Wire Daily Podcast, episode number 42. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, you can make sure you subscribe to this podcast by visiting us all over the web. We are on Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your shows, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, also Google Play now as well. Make sure you leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it. On today's episode, I am joined by our West Coast correspondent, Rich Kowalski of us over here at Bills Wire. And Rich, settling in over there on the left coast?
Yeah, definitely settling in. I love it out here. It's a little different talking to you. I know it's like 9 o'clock there. It's about almost 6 o'clock here, like getting dinner time.
But I know. Sorry if I interrupted your meal.
No, it's fine, though. Yeah, I'm loving it out here. How's it in Atlanta right now?
Warm, but I think hopefully here in the next couple of weeks it will start to cool down. It's been a very warm and humid, as most cities are in the South, pretty hot. So
I know pretty well, yeah.
Looking forward to getting some reprieve, that's for sure. We hadn't actually talked since the game Sunday.
Yeah.
I know just sharing messages back and forth with Twitter and stuff, but not actually talked about that performance. And man, that was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, and it was a needed game, I think, for the Bills too. That, you know, they were pretty down and out looking like going into that game, and the fact that they had one of the biggest upsets, I think it was since 1995, is just insane. And it just came out of left field, too. I don't think there was really anyone. I mean, maybe a couple of people like you. I know you had the Bills winning, but it's just...
Not like that, though.
In that fashion. It's just like pretty insane how they were able to just essentially dominate them up until really late in the second half. You know, you had... I think they had two first downs in the first half, and one of them was just at the end of the... At the end of the half, where they're just kind of trying to throw the ball around, and Bills are playing deep coverage, but it was unreal. Though I mean, I'm still kind of in shock. I watched the game with one of my buddies who's a Vikings fan, actually, and he was pretty upset about it. He was almost as surprised as I was at just how it unfolded. It's crazy.
That's interesting. I forgot you were watching with a Vikings fan. I don't think a lot of Bills fans were probably watching with a Vikings fan when that was all going down. So what was his? I guess kind of tenor, like, how did he rationalize it to himself? Like, what was his mood like? Like, how did that go?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities between Bills fans and Vikings fans because they both have lost four Super Bowls. They both don't really have much to glean on. And, I mean, this year, though, for the Vikings, is a year that most fans there are just so excited about. They got Kirk Cousins. They have Dalvin Cook back. And all of these things are happening, and yet the team has not been able to finish games. So for them, it's just more of like, oh, here we go again, especially with the kicking issues the last week the Vikings have had. Not last week, the week before against the Packers. But the Vikings have just had so many kicking issues in the past. And it's interesting just to see it's like a Bills on a different level where, they have their franchise guy, but they just can't win games with the talent that they have. It's incredible.
Yeah, and definitely a lot of similarities. I had Matthew Collar on before to preview, and he mentioned the four straight Super Bowls as well and the losses. Or not straight Super Bowls like the Bills, but four Super Bowl losses. And I think there are a lot of similarities between both fan bases. But anyway, the Bills stay out in the Midwest, go against the Packers this week. We'll see what happens. I wanted to also have you on, Rich, because you had a couple of really interesting things to say on your Twitter and come across your timeline. I saw this one too. We'll start with this because I really want to talk about it because I think it's an amazing idea. And actually, Colorado, the University of Colorado, does this where a buffalo was like runs out onto the field pregame to pretty much it's kind of just the grand entrance for the team, and then all the team is following. I've watched the Colorado like run with their buffalo and they have like six guys basically like attached to this thing because you don't want like an animal that weighs like a ton literally just running around like a field unattached to anything. So you have like six or seven guys corralling this thing, but it would be incredible, right, if just out of the tunnel just have this buffalo running out and then the team behind it.
Absolutely.
I just think that's a great idea. And Tre'Davious White had the tweet, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be a fantastic idea. I mean, I know Texas does it, I believe, with the Longhorn. They have that running
Right.
out onto the field. They just have a bunch of like cowboys holding ropes, making sure it doesn't, kill their starting quarterback. But it's interesting. I mean, I don't know the logistics of how that would happen or what would need to be approved. I'm sure Erie County probably has some strict rules on what can and can't be let out of a cage like that. But
I'm sure that and the league too. I mean, like you could do like things with like the eagles, right? You can either like a bald eagle or like or a falcon or something if it's like a trained bird.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
know,
Yeah,
we've seen those, but
the thing is, you could train a bird. I don't know how well you could train a buffalo to run onto a field.
well, no, that's what I
Maybe.
mean. You have to actually like literally have him strapped to something.
It would be interesting. I mean, I think the fans would definitely love it. I think it'd get them a little hyped up. But I don't know. It'd be very interesting for sure.
Well, I don't know if they still do this at New Era Field to this day, but I remember like back in the early 2000s when I was, and maybe even in the 90s, it was maybe that long ago, back when it was Ralph Wilson Stadium, even on the Jumbotron, they had like running buffaloes, like an animated graphic of like before kickoffs and stuff like that. And that was always cool. And like, I don't think, you know, because I was a season ticket holder before I relocated south. And I don't remember seeing like any type of imagery of the animal like ever by the team anymore. And I don't know. I just think it would be cool to kind of go back to that because that kind of fired up the crowd, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they did it a couple of years ago. Maybe it was just more recently that they stopped it. But I mean, that anything to fire up Bills fans, I feel like it's a win-win. I think
But a
you're gonna have better home
buffalo?
field advantage. I mean, I like the Jumbotron idea. I mean, I honestly think that they should look into doing the buffalo onto the field. I mean, Tre'Davious White has some funny tweets out there, but I think that honestly isn't that bad of an idea to get people going. It's funny.
Well, it
You
also
know.
just makes sense. I mean, they have like a buffalo as their like logo.
Exactly. Yeah,
So.
we never actually see the logo. You see like the weird mascot they just redid, but yeah,
Yes, Billy the Buffalo. Is
He's
that
Billy the Buffalo is no Gritty though. Gritty from the Philadelphia Flyers. That guy is legendary. The guy that just got I think they just
Yeah.
released and started that about 2 days ago or 3 days
It's
ago.
legendary if you
It's
want to have
just
nightmares for the rest of
it's
your
hilarious.
adult
Yeah, he's
life.
got googly eyes and why doesn't Billy Buffalo look like that?
I would never bring my kids to that mascot. It just
No,
looks petrifying.
he looks like a weird demented version of Grimace from Burger King. That big purple monster.
Yes. Yeah, he's been compared to a lot of different I don't know, Sesame Street characters and anyone resembling like a furry kind of creepy face he's being resembled to or like to. It's pretty interesting. Another tweet that I saw on your timeline, Rich, was an interesting question you posed. Which Bills divisional rivalry is the biggest? I voted in this just before we got on to record this podcast, and I chose the Patriots, and I was really close to choosing the Dolphins because when you know, I was in grade school and in middle school, high school. You know, it was probably the Dolphins still a little bit just from the whole rivalry with Marino, you know, in the 90s. But it's the Patriots because the Patriots are just hated so much because they've won so much, and you want to try to be the team that knocks them off. And the Dolphins have also kind of been irrelevant in this division for so long that the Patriots were who I chose as of right now. But you also didn't specify that in your question. You know, you just said which Bills divisional rivalry is the biggest. And so maybe if we're looking at that from like a right now standpoint, it's the Patriots, and that's how I read it and chose. But if you just maybe look at it overall, like from the franchise's history, it's got to be still the Dolphins. I mean, that was just such a bloody rivalry. I mean, it dates back to the 70s, and then 80s, and then finally the Bills. That was a long drought for the Bills, snapping the 17-year drought. It was just, you know, equally as long of the Dolphins beating up on the Bills before they won. So I'd probably have to say that, like, for the franchise division rivalry, probably the biggest, but the Patriots, just because they've been so good for so long and just so hated because of that success, I think that's the way I voted. And but it was a good question, man. I appreciated it, and I'm just wondering where the thought came from and where did you vote?
I mean, I just thought it was interesting because you see all these Bills tweets and everything from fans a lot of times where they're just so hateful of Tom Brady and the Patriots, and you don't see as much from Ryan Tannehill or the Dolphins anymore. You don't really see that, and it's interesting because growing up for the better part of my early life, it was the Dolphins that, you know, the Bills hated and Bills fans hated. You know, it's because there was years when the Dolphins would just beat up on the Bills, and then they'd go back and forth in the 90s too, and it's just, I grew up seeing that a lot of the time, and that was the game, and it was squish the fish, whereas now I feel like it's more of a King of the Hill type thing where, okay, the Patriots have been winning the division for a long time, so let's just hate them a little bit more than the Dolphins. And I think it just, yeah, it really depends on the era and depends on what team has been on top for a while. And as of now, the Patriots have been on top for a while. I'm sure that when the Bills were on top of the division for a bit in the 90s, I'm sure those teams were thinking that the Bills might have been their biggest rival. But as of now, I think it is the Patriots, honestly. I think it's just, I mean, if Tom Brady is still the quarterback of the New England Patriots in the next couple of years, it's still going to be the Patriots that the Bills hate. I mean, even if the Dolphins win the division this year, I think it'll still be the Patriots that the Bills fans hate.
But that's so interesting, though, because that's not really your question. Your question is just about, like, which Bills divisional rivalry is, you know, like, the biggest. And I think...
Yeah, I think overall, the Dolphins are definitely the biggest rival with the Bills, you know.
But people don't want to vote that way because people see
that. No,
they
don't. And that's why I thought it was such an interesting question, too, is because people vote right now, okay, what's the biggest rival? Okay, the Patriots. Yeah, right now it's the Patriots. But overall, of both of all these teams' longevity and how long... I think it's definitely the Dolphins, though. I mean, it's been such a bitter rivalry for years, and only lately has it been kind of, you know, not that crazy. Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's a huge rivalry, too, because there's so many Bills fans that go down to Miami and watch those games, too, and almost get into fights with Dolphins fans. I think it's just that adds to it, because when those Dolphins fans come back up to Buffalo, they're not going to be as happy as they were when the Bills came down to Miami.
Right, those
little feisty type attitude between both fan bases,
and then it's just because of just the geographically, it's such a big divide, right?
Like, oh, absolutely, they're polar opposites, you know.
So I think that just makes that alone just makes it cool, right? You have the beaches versus the snow.
I mean,
it's just, you couldn't get any more of a dichotomy there between both teams.
Yeah, it is very... They're totally polar opposites and polar climates, really.
And then you've got the Jets in here only receiving 6% of the vote. And I say that it was really interesting because if you ask this maybe in 20 years from now, maybe if Allen and Darnold can duel, you know, then you have something here where it's just longer and... A longer kind of rivalry that could just develop, because I don't know if Tannehill will ever get to the point of elite quarterback, and Tom Brady's going to retire at some point. So, you know, maybe it turns out in 20 years the Jets for the next 15, 20 years are the Bills' biggest rivals.
Yeah, I mean, and even so, Tannehill might have even missed his window to really peak and do well in the NFL because he's been kind of down and out a couple years where he hasn't been able to play or finish his season. And I think that definitely hasn't helped him. I think he's 30 right now. But, I mean, yeah, if you look at how the draft was, the Bills and the Jets could end up being very bitter rivals where it's kind of, okay, these two top quarterbacks essentially taking in the NFL draft and in the same division. You know, it's almost setting it up for a rivalry. And I think, you know, a couple of years ago, too, when Rex Ryan was coach of the Bills, I think the NFL did a little too much trying to kind of force it into a rivalry, you know, facing his former team. I think they faced, I think, two or three times on Thursday Night Football, and it's just, it's not really that big of a rivalry for Bills fans, but I think in the future, like you said, it definitely could end up being a bigger rivalry.
So, the Bills-Packers this weekend, any thoughts going into the game, predictions for you? Because I'm sure we won't catch up until, you know, after they play, and just kind of, what are you expecting? And I can't figure out this team yet because they played six quarters to start the year that were so bad, especially on defense. And then these last six quarters, they've been so good. It's like, I don't know which team's going to show up. And, you know, they're going against Aaron Rodgers, which is arguably one of the best, for sure, quarterbacks in the league, even though he is hamstrung a little bit by that injury. I don't even know where to go. I had a prediction last week with the Vikings. I thought that was an easier pick just because the Bills up were like their backs were up against the wall, and that was kind of how I picked that. But this week, it's just now they've had a lot of success. How do they handle it from last week? And I have no idea how this game's going to go.
I don't either. I mean, I think I lean in the favor of the Packers just because they have that established quarterback and they have the, I mean, a lot of the guys that are there have been there for a long time. You've got Clay Matthews, even Davante Adams, Randall Cobb. These guys have been there for a while. And I give the edge to the Packers, but you don't know because, I mean, the Packers, looking at what they've done thus far, they could easily be 3-0 right now. But they're, or sorry, 0-3 right now, but they're not. You know, they had a very close game week one where they came back and Aaron Rodgers limped onto the field after being carted off and beat the Bears, but that's also a younger quarterback. And I mean, if he doesn't come back in that game, they probably lose. And then you have a tie against the Vikings where no team wanted to win that game, really. And then last week, they really get blown out by the Redskins, who came out of absolutely nowhere because they hadn't really shown much at all thus far. And I don't know. It's tough to see which Packers are going to show up on Sunday too. I mean, we talk about the Bills, which team will show up. It's almost equal. I mean, what Packers team is going to show up? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be healthy? Are they going to be able to finish a game? I mean, you don't know. And it could easily go in the Bills' favor if they play the same way that they played last week. But I think the chances of that aren't very high. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but I'd say the Packers end up winning this game.
Yeah, I kind of I'm leaning that way. I just think the experience of them playing at home, it's a difficult place to play, and Rodgers is
Absolutely.
so good there. Even when he's behind, like they were against Chicago, who played pretty well in that opener. I think they just find a way to get it done.
I
But
mean, you
I
saw
wouldn't.
what Philip Rivers did to the Bills' passing defense in the first half, and what Flacco was able to do in the first half. And I mean, Kirk Cousins is a less solid quarterback option, and now you have a guy coming in that's going to be a Hall of Famer someday. And I just don't see them being able to keep up with him. I think it's very possible, like last time when they beat them surprisingly at home, but it's a different atmosphere going on the road against an NFC North team when that division's pretty much up for grabs right now. It's going to be tough to come out and try to beat that team.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Rich, thank you for coming on this edition of the podcast. I'll
Absolutely.
catch up hopefully with you next week or the week after, I'm sure, when you are free, and don't work too hard out there.
No doubt. I definitely won't.
All right, man. Enjoy the game Sunday. Talk soon.
See you, man.